In a policy shift, the Bush administration is opposing any new foreign aid for Egypt to protest human rights violations there. The White House sent a letter this morning to advise Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak of the decision. The administration is especially concerned about the case of Saad Eddine Ibrahim. Ibrahim is an Egyptian-American academic and human rights activist. He is serving 7 years in an Egyptian prison for the crime of tarnishing Egypt's reputation. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Just last month, when Ibrahim was sentenced to the 7-year prison term, the State Department's reaction was muted. Spokesman Phil Reeker said the administration was deeply disappointed, but the official U.S. response stopped at promising to continue to follow the case closely. Today, Reeker confirmed a different policy: no new aid beyond the standing amount agreed back in 1978.
As a friend and ally, the United States will abide by our Camp David commitments. But at this time, we're not contemplating any additional funds beyond that commitment.
Reeker said relations with Egypt remain close, but the U.S. is determined to strongly convey its displeasure over the Ibrahim case.
We do not feel that it is resolved. We've met here, we met in Cairo with senior Egyptian officials to convey our continuing concern regarding the verdict in that case and the serious questions it raises regarding progress towards greater political freedom in Egypt.
In Cairo, Ibrahim's wife, Barbara Ibrahim, said she heard the news via email this morning, and she says she's grateful for the pressure the U.S. Congress and ordinary Americans have put on the Bush administration to take a stand on her husband's case.
I've never given up hope. That's sort of my husband's approach to life, and I know that there are people of goodwill inside the Egyptian government, as appalled as all of us are by what has happened. I hope that this will strengthen their hand and that the internal debates that are going on will lead to the proper outcome.
Today's decision will not affect the nearly $2 billion in military and economic aid the U.S. already gives Egypt every year. In that sense, it's a largely symbolic move so far. Nonetheless, human rights groups today are praising it as an important one, especially given the timing. Analysts say the U.S. can't afford to antagonize Egypt when it's counting on its help in trying to calm the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and, possibly, overthrow Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Ned Walker, a former ambassador to Egypt who's now president of the Middle East Institute, says it's a tricky balancing act, but doable.
I think they will carefully manage this to indicate that it is a narrow concern, particularly with Saad Eddine Ibrahim, but that it does not affect the basic relationship. And so long as the administration maintains that balance, I think we can sustain a strong relationship with Egypt and have a dialogue on issues like human rights, which is productive for both sides.
So far, it's not clear what impact the president's letter will actually have on the case of Saad Eddine Ibrahim. Barbara Ibrahim says she's concerned the U.S. move may insult Egyptian pride, a concern that seems to be borne out by the official response today from Cairo. Egypt's foreign minister warned that his country will not bow to U.S. pressure. He said all other states should respect the Egyptian judicial system and its rulings, quote, as we respect their justice systems. But some human rights groups argue that the U.S. has not gone too far, in fact, that it hasn't gone far enough. Adete Akwe of Amnesty International says if the Bush administration has made a decision to risk diplomatic upsets in the name of human rights, there are plenty of other countries with pro-democracy campaigners locked up in jail. China, he names, Liberia, Colombia, Ethiopia. Akwe says the U.S. showed leadership and backbone today in its protest to Egypt. And he says there's a long list of other places in the world where those qualities could do a lot of good. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.